Hi guys, we've just stopped at the services. We're about an hour away from the Stanmore London Hospital now. Today we're just going down to hopefully see the spinal specialist who's on the rare conditions team to get some more answers and hopefully find out what treatment I can get for my condition and how soon we can sort of start the treatment. Because it's very frustrating and mentally frustrating more than anything, going from being sort of a really active person in control of sort of my life and where things were going to now being totally out of control. It's sort of my condition doesn't just affect me in sort of pain wise and physically, but yeah, it affects the whole family, the kids, Sarah, you know, finances, everything. So it's really sort of knocked me big time because I'm used to sort of being very independent and doing my own thing and controlling where our life's direction goes. And I've spent the last sort of 4 or 5 years working really, really hard to try and get us to a position where we are financially independent. But as anybody knows, that's, you know, you can work a plan, it doesn't always go to plan, and there's been a lot of shifts along the way. It's affecting us quite badly, me more than anything, obviously, but hopefully today we will get some answers and things will start to move forwards. But in saying that, it's still going to be sort of 2-3 years before I can start to look at being back to normal again, which is quite sort of frustrating in itself. But, you know, still keeping positive, because at the end of the day, you know, the mindset is the only thing that we really truly control. So I am staying positive and looking for things that I can do to hopefully move things forwards. It's just one of those turning points where you've got to make a decision and maybe change a few things, do things slightly differently. But all the skills that I've gained over the past 10-12 years in my business, I can now apply in other areas to hopefully help us out in sort of the financial state of things. So yeah, I'll keep you posted, and you've been listening to Chris Burris. I'll speak to you soon.